This is Commander Keen Kid here doing what should be my third podcast. If you're wondering, because you've only seen me do two, well, I just did one a few minutes ago. It was about 6 minutes long, and just as I was saving it and converting it to an MP3, the program was lost, and all my data is gone. So I have to start all over again. So yeah, you missed out on a really great podcast. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It would have blown any other podcast you've ever heard away. In fact, if there was an award for podcasts, I would win. Because that last podcast was amazing. So amazing, you wouldn't be able to believe it. Which is probably true, because you probably don't believe me. Because if you heard my last one, you know I'm probably full of shit right now. Because, yeah, in all honesty, it sucked. So it's probably better that that one was lost. So yeah. Let's see, what did I talk about in that one? Well, okay, I was talking about music in my previous podcast. I mentioned that I listened to a lot of techno and ska music. I also listened to a lot of other music. I listened to basically everything except for rap. In my mind, rap is just an acronym for retards attempting poetry. Rap is not good music at all. I mean, in fact, calling rap music is quite the oxymoron. If you listen to that sort of music, you know, I just would like to inform you, there is good music out there. Find it, and you will be saved. Really, honestly, just try it. Just once, please. For your sake, and for the sake of everyone else. Because, you know, no one wants to hear you in your car thumping down the road. It's pretty damn annoying. Really. You may think it sounds cool, but newsflash, buddy, it doesn't. What else did I talk about? Oh, in that last podcast, I did give a little amusing anecdote about my life. When I was younger, and, I mean, when I was really young, like two or three, and I was being potty trained probably even before that. I really don't know what age I was potty trained at. I know it was young. My memories don't go that back that far. In fact, it's quite a miracle that I can even remember what the podcast I just made was about, really. But my parents would use Cheerios to teach me to pee. They'd throw Cheerios in the toilet and say, "Hey, Commander Keen Kid, come and sink them." And I'd be like, "Okay, Mommy and Daddy." So I would go and sink the Cheerios, and you know, that all went fine and well until one day I spilled Cheerios all over the kitchen floor, and it just didn't go over too well. I really don't understand why. I mean, I don't know. I'll let you figure that one out for yourself. I won't dwell on it too much longer. So yeah, my last podcast was like 6 minutes long. I'm just halfway there now, so I've got like, well, 2 minutes 45 seconds now to fill up, so you better be prepared to hear me ramble for even longer. Don't really know what more to say, though, so yeah. Oh, yeah, TC, listen, buddy. You know, I thought we were friends and everything, but I did a podcast yesterday, and, well, then you did one. And what happened? You stole all my glory, pal. You stole all my glory. I was sitting there basking in the sunlight, just, you know, enjoying the fact that I had finally done a podcast and all of ATS could hear it. And then you go and do one and steal all the attention. You're nothing but a whore, TC. A dirty, cheap whore. Yeah, you know what, you're Southern Alabaman, whatever the hell you are, wit, can only take you so far, buddy. And you crossed the line this time. I'm sorry. So, yeah, okay, you're just done, okay? Yeah, you do sound like Elvis, and I'm sure you do giggle quite often. And I'll trust Parr over what you say, because of course you're gonna hide it, because you know you have to act all manly and everything, save your image from, you know, for ATS when you beat up on the members and everything. So yeah, you know, just admit it, you giggle. We've all heard you giggle in you know, the mod ship. We know there's no point in carrying on the lie any longer whatsoever. If you didn't know, love Star Wars. Star Wars is my lifeblood. If you hadn't noticed, I have a cat named Padme, and another little known fact, I have a dog as well And his name is Dengar. He's a collie. He is the most playful dog in the world, and I love him to death. And what else? I have a ton of Star Wars books. I'm really not into the Star Wars novels, though. I found them all pretty lame, actually. I just like the movies, though. But, well, this is the really nerdy thing. There is a Star Wars card game. I never actually played the game, but I collected all the cards, and I have probably close to 15,000 of them. So, yeah, that was basically when I had a job when I was younger. I'd cut lawns, and then I'd go and spend it all on these Star Wars cards. I mean, hey, I didn't have a girlfriend or a car or any real responsibilities, so I probably could have saved all the money, but hey, live and learn, you know? I do, on the other hand, not like, unlike the Star Wars books, which I hate, well, not hate, because I have read a couple, they're mediocre books. I do love other science fiction. I'm more of a fan of, like, what's considered to be hardcore science fiction, more emphasis on the science, basically. I'm a big fan of stuff by Larry Niven and Arthur C. Clarke and Heinlein and all those other people. I believe it's pronounced Heinlein. I don't know. I've heard people pronounce it Heinlein and Heinlein and Heinlein and just a bunch of different ways. And so I just stick with Heinlein. It's sort of a combination of the two main ways I've ever heard it said. So correct me on it if I'm wrong, which I probably am. I'm not perfect. I am human. Which is strange because most of the other moderators aren't. We all know that. Most of them, including TC, especially TC, they're all reptilians, or robots or clones. But I'm one of the few human moderators. One of the very few. In fact, I honestly don't know who any other human moderators are. I guess I think it's a conspiracy against me. Shit, I better go.